can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
It's your Liberty Shootout here on
96.9 The Fox.
Well, good morning. It's a Saturday. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. And we've got basketball. We got a lot of basketball that's going to be coming your way. The Liberty Shootout. And this 9:30 game is the 7-12 Kabul Bulldogs taking on the 7-7 Winona Wildcats. Kabul, of course, in the SCA. And the Winona Wildcats in the Big Springs Conference. These two teams know one another. There is a little bit of a history between the two schools. So we ought to have a dandy one out here tonight. Or Winona. We'll see Crew Bowden, Channing Byrne, Stetson Haynes, and Connolly Boyles, and Drew Miley. Well, that'll be the starting five for Winona. I'm Gary Lee. Appreciate y'all tuning in. For Winona, we'll see Jordan Kentner, number four. And 12, 13, 14. Which is Josiah Long, Lucas Hong, and Bennett Montgomery. And we're missed. There he is. Well, number 10. We don't have number 10, so bear with me as I gather him up for the Kabul Bulldogs. We're at center court about to get this tip thrown up and underway. And the tip's going to be controlled by Winona. Winona's going to be wearing the white uniforms. Kabul will be decked out in blue. Winona works it to the wing, top of the key. Left wing now. Back out top. Kabul has come out. They're in the 2-3 zone, a matchup. Now they can slide kind of into a man-to-man, back into a zone out of that pretty easily. Winona's taking their time, just working outside the perimeter. Now they'll kick it into the low block, back outside, the dribble drive, kick out, wide open three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Kabul. We'll figure out who number 10 is here in just a bit. Montgomery for the Bulldogs sets it up with Kentner. Right side now. Skip pass. Kentner catches. Kentner's a good player. To the wing. Back to Kentner. Kentner rotates over. Three up and off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Hong. And it's going to stay with the Bulldogs. Jump ball. No score. 6:42 to go in the first. Inbound. Turnover. Nope, they're going to call a foul. A little push. And it's going to be on Channing Byrne. It's first, team foul number one. Inbound to the corner. Shot put up. No good. Rebound taken by the Winona Wildcats. Channing Byrne. Out top. Works out between the volleyball line and half court. Now he bounce passes to the wing on the left side. Pitch down into the corner. Back to the wing. Reversed over. Back to Byrne. Inside. Block shot. Tipped and it's picked up by the Kabul Bulldogs. Kentner brings it down the floor, brings it out top. Off to Montgomery. Inside to Hong, and it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow, Winona. We got three games for you on the Fox today. We'll have the Lady Liberty Eagles and the Liberty Boys and Dixon game. Several games here today. If you're looking for something to do, come on out to the Nest. take in some high school basketball. Winona shifts it out top. Boyles works it back to Byrne. Loose ball, but it's gathered up by Haynes for Winona. Haynes will give it up now. Back to the wing. A three's put up, tipped around, and controlled by Kabul on the rebound. 5:15 to go. Bulldogs out top. They're going to spread the floor a little bit. Winona, they're going to stay kind of, they're going to play man-to-man. There's a Kabul Bulldog turnover. Pushing it down the floor, Drew Miley. Miley to Boyles. Boyles gives it up to Byrne. Byrne drives, shoots, it won't fall. He's fouled and will go to the line and shoot two. Still no score. It's a big blocked chivvy. 4:54 to go in the first. Shooting two, Channing Byrne. First one's good. Channing will get another. Second one is good. He makes them both. Kabul Bulldog basketball. Bennett Montgomery to Kintner. Kintner back to Montgomery. Montgomery gives it back to Kintner. Now they spill it off out top. And Kabul throws it away. Their second turnover, actually back-to-back turnovers. So Winona, with the lead, has the basketball. 4:35 to go in the first. Bowden out top for the Wildcats. Tosses it inside, but it was too high, out of bounds. Winona with the turnover. Kabul Bulldog basketball. Bulldogs played Salem last night in conference play. Tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Kabul. Trying to get it into the corner to Jordan Kintner. I believe, let me look here, Kintner. Yeah, he's a junior. Good player, too. Good size. Very athletic. High post to the wing. Taylor Stone into the ball game. Now gives it back up. Off the glass, up and in for Josiah Leonard. And we're tied up at two apiece. Loose basketball, but it's gathered up by Winona. To the wing. Out top of the key now. Back to the wing on the left side. Working it to the corner. Good ball movement by the Winona Wildcats. Back to the corner. Thought about a three. Gives it back up. They'll go opposite side. Byrne with the catch. Now Byrne tosses it inside to Haynes. Haynes throws it back out top. Here's a drive. Baseline runner. Up no good. Rebound taken by Lucas Hong. Long pass down the floor to Kintner. Kintner shoots a three. It rattles in and out. But there's the rebound and the putback and the foul. Nice job by Josiah Leonard. So Josiah now with the chance for the old-fashioned three. Josiah is a sophomore. And he cashes in. 5-2. Bulldogs. Winona with the basketball out top. Crew Bowden tosses it into the corner, down onto the baseline. Back to Crew, and an easy two. That rhymes. 1 point ball game, 5-4. 2:45 to go in the first. Bulldogs with the basketball. Winona now slid into a zone. There's a three up, no good. Blocked shot picked up by Kabul. Bounces it back outside. Top of the key, there's a drive. Floater's good. That's Jordan Kintner. 7-4, Kabul. Channing Byrne. Winona running the four out. They get it inside, up and in, and the foul for Byrne. And it's a one-point ball game. Chance to tie it up right here. And the foul, that's the second foul on Josiah Leonard. Josiah is a really good player. Kabul's got some good players, young players that will be coming back, getting some experience. Braylon Haywood checks in, sporting the number 25 for the Bulldogs. And the free throw is no good by Byrne. So it's a one-point ball game, 7-6. Kabul with the lead and the ball. To the wing on the left side in front of the wine on the bench, now down to the corner. High post to Hong. Hong gets it inside. Haywood cashes in for a couple. 9-6. Kabul. Winona with the ball. Works it to the right side, looking inside, goes back out top, hands it off, reverses it left side. Bowden with the drive, throws a shot up, no good. Foul. That's on Taylor Stone. His first, team foul number 3, shooting 2, Crew Bowden. First one's good. 2-point ball game. 9-7. 80 seconds to go in the first. Nine, eight, 1:15 to go in the first. The Bull with the lead and the basketball. The Bull again, 7-12 on the year. According to Misha, sometimes they're a day or two behind updating schedules. Under a minute to go, Haywood back to the corner. Taylor Stone for 3. It's no good. Rebound taken by Drew Miley. Winona to Boyles. Boyles skip pass across to Bowden. They give it right back to Boyles. Top of the key, Bowden for 3. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Jordan Kintner. Kintner sets the offense up. Gets it to Montgomery. Montgomery gives it right back to him. Stone catches. Stone throws it inside to Kintner. Puts a shot up, no good. Rebound Hong. And then he tries to toss it outside, but it's taken away by the Wildcats. 1-point ball game. 1 second to go. You need a shot. And the Wildcats don't get a shot off. So after 1, Kabul 9, Winona 8. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the second. You're listening to the Liberty Shootout on the Fox 96.9.
Winter roads don't play fair, but with the right tires, you stay in control. At Kabul Tires, we've got the winter-ready traction you need to drive with confidence no matter what the forecast throws your way. Stay safe, stay prepared, drive further with Kabul Tires.
This is Adam at Kabul Tires. We have a huge warehouse full of tires and offer same-day service.
Drive farther with Kabul Tires.
The Bank of Birch Tree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
All right, welcome back. 9-8. Bulldogs with the lead. And I believe it'll be Bulldog basketball. Start the second. They reset the scoreboard. No fouls. Kintner will toss it in to Montgomery. Montgomery back to Kintner. Now out, you know, of the game. Picking up that extra foul for line known as Josiah Leonard. Inside, another turnover, trying to get it inside to Hong. Winona takes it away. That's the fourth turnover for Kabul. Channing Byrne had the steal. And it'll be Winona basketball on their baseline. Just underway here in the second. Winona tosses it out top, rolls it into the corner. Bowden brings it back out top. Kabul now kind of packing it in. They're going to force Winona to take threes or really work at getting a shot inside. On the baseline, nothing there. Turnaround jumper off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Winona. Channing Byrne gets the rebound. And the foul's on Taylor Stone. That's his second, team foul number one. Winona brings it in on the baseline. Kabul just really packs it in tight, and they get the takeaway. There's a steal and a layup at the other end for Bennett Montgomery. Kabul extends their defense on the Winona Wildcats. Winona gets it across the timeline. Here's a three from the wing, and it's good. Conley Boyles. And it's tied up. 11 apiece. 6:20 to go in the half. Kabul with the basketball. Now they'll start it with Montgomery. Montgomery brings it out top to Kintner. Kintner gets the double team. Pitched it to Stone. Stone brings it out top to Montgomery. Here's a deep three. Off the rim, no good. Haywood with the rebound, and he'll pitch it right back to Kintner. Kintner to Montgomery. Inside to Hong. Hong goes up, and it was before the shot, so the bucket won't count. So Ranson Kidwell checks in for Kabul. Crew Bowden with the foul. That's his first. Hong gets the inbound toss. Brings it out to Kidwell. Kidwell to Kintner. Montgomery back to Kidwell. Looking to drive. Short jumper. Good. Count it. Jordan Kintner. He's got 4 points. Kabul up by 2, 13-11. Winona with the basketball. Oh, there he was. Winona had a look. Just didn't see him. Back out top. Now back to the low block. Back outside. Here's a three. Count it. That's Drew Miley with the three. Winona by one. 14-13. Kabul with the basketball. Bounce pass inside. Off the glass. No good. And the rebound taken by Byrne for the Wildcats of Winona. Bowden catches. He'll set the offense up with 4:45 to go in the half. 14-13, Winona inside, caught. Spin move, up off the glass, no good. Winona gets their own rebound, no good. Now over the back. And Byrne picks up his second. Winona, a little thin on the bench. They've got two extra players. Bulldog basketball. Kintner works it to the baseline. Floater up and in. He gets two more. 6 points now for Jordan Kintner. Kabul by one, 15-14. Winona basketball. To the wing. Here's another three. Boom! Drew Miley. Back-to-back threes. Winona by two. 17-15. Kabul really packing it in. There's a tip basketball. It's a foot race. Kintner able to run it down. Throws a shot up. Foul, and Kabul will go to the line and shoot two. Jordan Kintner. Conley Boyles with the foul. That's his first. Team foul number three. 3:44 to go in the half. 17-15. Winona. Free throws good for Kabul. Makes it a one-point game. Kintner can tie it up right here. And he does. Winona basketball. Pressure and a turnover by the Wildcats. That's their third. Kintner for the Bulldogs. Gets it to Kidwell. Kidwell finds Montgomery. Back to Kintner. Double team comes. Hong catches inside. Two more for Haywood. He's got four. And Kabul now up by two. Winona gets it across the timeline. There's a foul. That's going to be on Lucas Hong. His first team foul number two for Kabul. 3:04 on the clock, 19-17. Bulldogs. Winona can tie it up, or they can take the lead with the three. Bowden reverses it back over. Working side to side, Winona. Again, Kabul really packing it in inside. Winona's hit two threes, actually three threes. Drew Miley's hit back-to-back threes. He's got the basketball right now. They'll give it up to Connor Boyles. Now they get it inside. Haywood with the defense. Spin move, shot up. It won't fall. And Kabul gets the rebound. Good job by the Bulldogs. Kintner out top. Gets it to Kidwell. Kidwell drives. Now he's going to get called for the walk. Turnover number five for Kabul. Two-point ball game, 19-17. Kabul with the lead. Winona with the basketball. Boyles brings it out top, and there's a foul. That'll be called on Braylon Haywood. That's his first. Team foul number three. We're even on team fouls, both teams. Winona will bring it in on the baseline. Just under 2 minutes to go in the half. Inside. Shot up, no good. Blocking foul. Haywood picks up his second. And that will put Winona at the free throw line. Channing Byrne will shoot two. Channing with the chance to tie it up at 19 if he can make both free throws. First one is just a little bit left and short. second one is nothing but net. 1 point ball game, 19-18, Bulldogs. And Kabul has the ball. Montgomery brings it down the floor. Put it out top to Kidwell. Back to Montgomery. Skip pass to Kittner. Kittner pulls up from the elbow for two. 8 points for Kittner here in the second, 10 in the game. And Bowden goes off on the fast break for an easy bucket. 21-20. 1:15 to go in the half. Here's a three off the rim. No good. Rebound, Winona. Here's a three for the Wildcats. That's no good. Out of bounds. And it'll be last touched by Winona. Bowden was all alone there in the corner. He thought about it. He took it. Rebound. Again, last touched. It went out of bounds by the Wildcats. Kabul with the basketball. Under a minute to go. Kentner goes to Kidwell. Kidwell for three. That's up no good. Out of bounds. And it'll be Winona basketball with 43 seconds to go. Full court pressure by the Bulldogs. Channing Byrne back into the ball game here with 30 seconds to go. Into the corner. Here's a three off the rim. No good. Rebound by Winona. Shot put up. No good, but a foul. And Stetson Haynes will shoot two. Jordan Kentner picks up his first foul. 25 seconds to go in the half. And we got a tie ball game with that made free throw. Stetson can give his Wildcats of Winona the lead with this made free throw. No good. Rebound taken by Braylon Haywood. Kabul will go for the last shot. Tied up at 21. Montgomery, Kidwell, down to 7 seconds. Here's a three. Boom! Count it. Jordan Kentner. And 24-21 is your score at the break. Kabul with the lead and scoring. Leading all scorers is going to be Jordan Kentner. He's got 13. And for Kabul, Josiah Leonard's got 5. 2 for Bennett Montgomery. And 4 for Braylon Haywood. For Winona, Crew Bowden with 6. 5 for Channing Byrne. 1 for Stetson Haynes. Conley Boyles with 3. And Drew Miley has got 6. 24-21. It's a one possession advantage for the Kabul Bulldogs. And we'll come back with the second half right here on the Fox 96.9.
96.9, the Fox.
Winter roads don't play fair, but with the right tires, you stay in control. At Kabul Tires, we've got the winter-ready traction you need to drive with confidence no matter what the forecast throws your way. Stay safe, stay prepared, drive further with Kabul Tires.
This is Adam at Kabul Tires. We have a huge warehouse full of tires and offer same-day service.
Drive farther with Kabul Tires.
The Ozarks' trusted news source for over 75 years. Ozark Radio News and News Team 7 on demand at ozarkradionews.com.
For Ozark Radio News and News Team 7, I'm James Hurt. Today,
Saturday, February 7th, from 11 to 12:30 at the historic Lincoln School, 1400 East Pony Thomas in West Plains, learn about the 62nd U.S. Colored Troops, founders of Lincoln University of Missouri. This will be presented by Mrs. Michelle Brooks. There's no cost, just your time and interest. An 83-year-old Mountain Grove woman sustained moderate injuries when the 2003 Chevrolet Malibu that she was driving ran into the back of an unmanned Dodge 5500 near MM Highway in Mountain Grove. She was transported to Mercy Hospital for treatment of her injuries. The Mountain View Chamber of Commerce has named Tanya Miller as its new executive director. Miller says she's excited to connect with local businesses and help support the community's growth. The chamber office will now be open Monday through Friday from 1 to 6 p.m. with Saturday hours by appointment. Residents are encouraged to stop in, meet Miller, and learn about upcoming initiatives for the local business community. For all these stories and more, go to OzarkRadioNews.com. All the latest news, sports, and weather, free, with no paywalls. For Ozark Radio News and News Team 7, I'm James Hurt.
The Ozarks' trusted news source for over 75 years. Ozark Radio News and News Team 7, on demand at OzarkRadioNews.com.
This is Lori Concepcion, Executive Director of the Samaritan Outreach Center in West Plains, a homeless shelter for men, women, and children. For nearly 10 years, I've had the privilege of serving this amazing Ozarks community, a place where kindness, compassion, and helping neighbors are part of who we are. Since 1988, our mission has been to provide shelter, meals, and hope for those in need. In the past year alone, we've sheltered over 160 people, including 17 children and 33 survivors of domestic violence, each one a reminder of why our work matters. Our soup kitchen serves lunch every day at noon and dinner at 5 p.m., and everyone is welcome. Our free clothing resource is open Monday through Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. You can call 417-257-7792 to hear our latest message or stop by 715 Missouri Avenue in West Plains. Your tax-deductible donation of food, clothing, hygiene items, and gift cards are always welcome and especially needed right now. They help us provide exactly what our neighbors need. Together, we're proving that small acts of kindness can change lives.
No weather now on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
Big Jim in the Weather Center getting ready on this Saturday. Hope you're doing great so far. I want to let you know we got Grizzly basketball action today on KDY, and you'll be able to catch that at 4 p.m. Of course, we'll also have basketball action on 96.9 The Fox today as well. Now, forecast-wise, today will be mostly sunny skies, a high 46. Tonight, mostly clear, a low 26. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 61. There you go. That's your latest weather update.
Stop in at Brawley's Powderhorn for rifles, ammo, and all your black powder substitutes, smokeless powders, primers, and try out their firing range that goes from 25 to 275 yards. The range is open year-round. Brawley's Powderhorn in Winona is open Monday through Friday, 1 to 5 p.m., Saturdays from 9 to noon. Stop in and see David at Brawley's Powderhorn in Winona for all of your firearm hunting needs. Brawley's Powderhorn, a proud sponsor of the Winona Wildcats.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
I'm Paul Stevens. The mother of Today co-host Savannah Guthrie still missing as investigators comb through her Arizona property again.
Our team tells us the FBI was here for hours and also walked over to the neighbors' homes, knocked on doors, and talked to folks who live here. A number of investigators arrived here in the afternoon, appearing to focus on the roof of the Guthrie home, even removing a wired mounted device from the side of the house.
Fox's Alicia Cunha in Tucson. President Trump says an internet meme posted on social media about the Obamas, in which their faces were photoshopped on apes, was not supposed to be racist.
Somebody posted, a staffer, posted, and I knew it was all about, if you take a look at that and see the whole thing, it was a small section at the very end, but that was about fraudulent elections.
America's listening to Fox News.
For delicious meals, you could go out to eat, or spend hours in the kitchen, or you could just make a Marie Callender's meal. Yeah, you heard me. Marie Callender's classic chicken parmigiana bowl is delicious, with scratch-made marinara sauce, creamy mozzarella cheese, and no preservatives. It's high in protein, with 30 grams per serving. Marie Callender's, what having it all tastes like.
Welcome back to Winter Hack Radio, the place for clever hacks to survive the season. Icy driveway? Well, try spreading sand or birdseed to help with traction. Snowy puppy paws? Well, grab a whisk, brush it off, done. Catch COVID-19? Well, just get...
Actually, there's no hack for COVID-19. But if you test positive, prescription medications for COVID exist. Ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Your trash is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Howell County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613. To trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
All right, here we go. About to get underway with the second half. It's a good first half of basketball. 24-21 is where we're at on the scoreboard, with Kabul having the lead. Kabul led by one after the first, 9-8. And then it was kind of back and forth. I mean, this whole game, it's been back and forth. These two teams, like I said, there's a history, and, you know, they've had some epic battles this year. And I would not expect anything less here in the second half. Winona will get the ball to start the second. They'll flop in, so Channing Byrne will toss it in to Boyles. Boyles attacks the basket, goes up, no good. One and done. Rebound goes to Jordan Kintner for the Bulldogs. Kintner is going to be fouled. That'll be two on Connolly Boyles. Team foul number one. Bulldogs throw it away. Wine on the basketball on the far end of the floor. Kabul, they're going to keep that full court pressure. They had some success with that. Kind of took Winona out of their rhythm. Kabul kind of shows it. They don't really apply it. And Winona just tosses it away. That's their fourth turnover. Kabul has six. Kabul with the lead and the basketball. Inside to Hong. Hong goes up. Ooh, too strong off the glass. And the rebound taken by Kabul. Boy, that was a golden opportunity right there. Winona out top. Bowden catches, brings it in. The one-hander, no good. Rebound, Montgomery. Bulldog shifts it the other direction. Kintner catches. Gets it right back. Now down posting up is Josiah Leonard. Josiah working against Channing Byrne. There's a three up and no good. And now it's a loose ball. And it'll be gathered up by Winona. Byrne gets it for the Wildcats. Crosses the timeline. He's being guarded by Josiah Leonard. Hands it off to Bowden. Over to Miley. Back inside to Byrne. Byrne tosses it. Here's a three. It's no good. Now it's a loose ball, but it's going to be run down by the Wildcats. Inside. And a foul. Now, shooting two will be Winona, but is that going to be three on Josiah Leonard? See who they posted on. It's going to be on Lucas Hong. That's his second. At the line, shooting two, Channing Byrne for the Winona Wildcats. First one hits the rim. Comes right back to him. Second one is up and good. 2-point ball game, 24-22. Kabul with the lead and the ball. Kintner to Montgomery to Leonard. Back to Montgomery, back to Leonard. Leonard goes and his shot's blocked, but he picks it back up. Shoots, no good, but he's fouled. Josiah Leonard will shoot two. Stetson Haynes picks up the foul. That's his first. Team foul number two. And more basketball teams are showing up. First one is up and in. For Josiah Leonard. These shootouts are fun. There's a lot of basketball. A lot of different teams, you know. It's not a tournament. It's just a regular season game. You're just playing at a neutral place. Second free throw, no good. Rebound taken by Winona. Burn out top. Now we got an illegal screen called on Winona. And that's on Bowden. That's his second. 5:39 to go. It's a 3-point ball game. Kabul with the lead, 25-22. Montgomery. They work it into the corner to Leonard. Leonard brings it back to Montgomery. Skip pass across. Here's a three. That's going to be short. Picked up by Winona. Channing Byrne takes it all the way down, shoots, scores, and he's fouled. can tie it up with the made free throw. Sealer. And we're tied up. So number 10 is Cody Sealer. All right, we got that figured out. And walk. A turnover by the Bulldogs. 25-25. 5:08 to go in the third. You know, Dylan and I were talking. There's a turnover by Winona. And Kabul can't stand prosperity. They give it right back. But Dylan and I were talking during the break, and, you know, I mean, these two teams, well, we knew it was going to be a good game, be competitive. It's going to be tight. And that's just what we've got, 25-25. Winona with the basketball. Here's a three from the corner by Crew Bowden. Winona goes up by three, 28-25. Sealer out top. Dribbles a couple times. Gives it up. Oh, and it's a turnover by Kabul. And now here's a drive. Shot up. No good. A foul. That will put Conley Voiles at the line to shoot to. And that's three on Lucas Hong. 4:18 on the clock. Con. There it is. Well, one made free throw. I'm not sure what happened. But anyway, Kabul with the basketball. One-hander in front of the rim for Josiah Leonard. 29-27. Lane violation before the first free throw, evidently. Anyway, 29-27, two-point ball game, Winona. And the Wildcats have the basketball. Bowden, top of the key, off to the wing. Here's a three, hits the rim, no good. And the rebound taken by Josiah Leonard, off to Kintner. Kintner looks for a lane to drive, no good. Sealer catches out top. Sealer works it to Montgomery. Montgomery brings it out top to Kintner. Another loose ball. It's going to be out of bounds. It'll stay with Kabul. Almost another turnover. 3:13 to go. Two-point ball game. Kabul can tie it up. Or they can take a lead with the three. Montgomery skips it over to Kintner. Sealer catches in the corner, goes inside, and it's a tie ball game. Lucas Hong, 29-29. Winona crosses the timeline. Looking for a lane to drive, kicks it to the wing, out top. Back to Burns. Burn takes it up and in for two. Winona Winona back on top. Opposite corner. Kabul with the drive, and Winona does a good job collapsing into the paint. Here's a three. Hits the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Drew Miley. Miley pitches it over to Byrne. Skip pass caught by Bowden. Here's a three for the Wildcats. No good. Hong with the rebound. Kabul rolled out top. Montgomery. Sealer. Feeds it inside. Front of the rim. Shot up. No good. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Kabul. Seconds to go. 31-29. Winona. Sealer for three. Up. No good. Rebound. Winona. In the corner, to the wing. Drive, bumping bodies, shot up, it won't fall. Rebound taken by Josiah Leonard. Bulldogs with another chance to tie it up or take the lead. Kintner to Montgomery, back to Kintner, now top Sealer, high post, Hong. Hong brings it right back to Kintner. Kintner with the spin move on the baseline. Now they'll skip it across. Montgomery will try three. That's up. No good. Tipped around. Picked up. And, oh, by the Bulldogs. Good look by Kintner. Couldn't get it to fall. Winona pushes it down the floor. Sets up for a three. In and out. No good. And kept alive by Winona. Putback goes up. No good. Foul. Shooting two. Conley Boyles. Josiah Leonard picks up his third. First one's no good. So Braylon Haywood comes back in for Josiah Leonard. Seconds to go in the third. Second one no good. Misses them both. Montgomery for the Bulldogs. Starts it with Kintner. Kintner right back to Montgomery. Gives it back to Kintner. Now off to Sealer. Montgomery, opposite wing, catches. Pitches it out top. Kintner. Sealer. Montgomery. Winona's not going to come out of that. I mean, they're just, Winona's just saying, Bulldogs! Shoot all the, here you go, here's the threes. Matter of fact, we're going to even let you get really good looks. And the Bulldogs are not taking it. They're trying to get it inside. That's the end of the third. And Winona now leads 31-29. We'll come back with the fourth. You're listening to the Liberty Shootout on the Fox 96.9.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
All right, here we are. We're back. And it is a 31-29 score with Winona leading the Kabul Bulldogs. Kabul gets the basketball to start the fourth. And again, they just keep it packed in. Bulldogs dribble in, kick it out. Another drive and a foul. Going to the line to shoot a couple, Jordan Kintner. Jordan had 13 first half points, did not score in the third. And that is three on Conley Boyles. First one is good. Got the friendly roll. second one is on the way. It is up. And that one's no good. 1 point ball game. Channing Byrne gets the rebound for Winona. Now he'll hand it off to Bowden. Bowden tries to throw it into the corner. Out of bounds. Last touched by Kabul. Winona basketball. Tosses it into the backcourt. Crew Bowden will start the offense for the Wildcats. Picked up by Montgomery for the Bulldogs. Bowden at the wing. Winona showing some patience here. Oh, nice feed inside. Ooh, took it outside for the three. No good. Tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Winona. Who's going to look here? Yeah, Kabul with one three-pointer. And Winona's got four. Inside. And that's going to be a foul, number three, on Braylon Haywood. Team foul number one. Ball will stay with Winona. Out top, caught by Voiles. Voiles to Haynes. They get it inside. Oh, nice spin move. Oh, misses the chipper. Gets his own rebound, goes up, and a foul. To the line, Channing Byrne. Now, Winona got the ball to start the fourth. And they have chewed up a bunch of time. But they got a one-point lead. And they still have a one-point lead. As Channing's free throw hits front of the rim. Checking back in for Kabul, Ranson, Kidwell, and Josiah Leonard. Second one's good. Two-point ball game, 32-30, Winona. Here's a three from the top of the key, off the mark, no good. Over the back on Winona. That's going to be on Channing Byrne. That's his third. 6:33 to go in regulation. Kabul out top. Again, Winona's backing it in. Inside, too deep underneath. Oh, nice pivot move, though, for Lucas Hong. He gets a couple more. We're tied up at 32. Drive all the way down the floor. Shot up, no good by Conley Voiles. 6 minutes to go. This has the makings of quadruple overtime. Kintner. Deals it over to Montgomery. Montgomery to Kidwell. Kidwell with the drive. Shot up. No good. Picked up by Hong. Hong off the glass. No good. Loose ball. Winona comes up with it. Look out. Coming to town. In the corner to Bowden. Bowden flips it over and a walk. 32-32. Tyler Chowning is in the house.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. This has been kind of a,
hey, walked into a tight one
here. Hornet's nest, yeah. Kidwell. Off to Kintner. Montgomery. Back to Kidwell. Winona has just begged. There's inside. Hong gets the bucket. Kabul with the lead, 34-32. Out top now with the dry. Byrne gives it up over to Bowden. Bowden gets it back inside to Byrne. Byrne, spin move. Lanes turn, shoots, can't get it to fall. Fight for the rebound, gets it. Now it's out of bounds. The Bull basketball. There's a phobia of threes in this game. Neither team, they don't want to take them. Now, that's probably by design. The coach has said, if you shoot a three, there's a shock collar around your waist, and I'm going to hit it. Because they've got a game plan, and that both teams are sticking with it. Kabul with the basketball in the paint. One-hander, good. Jordan Kintner. And this kind of matches the largest lead of the night, four, or morning, I should say. 36-32, Kabul. Winona with the basketball in the corner, looking inside. Winona hit a few threes early. Kabul playing man-to-man. That is kind of jacked with the Winona Wildcats. Both these teams with seven wins on the year. One of them is going to walk away with eight. 4 minutes to go here in the
fourth. I think I've lost battery. Yeah.
Lost battery.
Winter roads don't play fair, but with the right tires, you stay in control. At Kabul Tires, we've got the winter-ready traction you need to drive with confidence no matter what the forecast throws your way. Stay safe, stay prepared, drive further with Kabul Tires.
This is Adam at Kabul Tires. We have a huge warehouse full of tires and offer same-day service.
Drive farther with Kabul Tires.
Your trash is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Howell County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613. To trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome! Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
All right, sorry about that. Welcome back. 38-32 now, Kabul. And a three! Boy, they had a quick and low-scoring game. Conley Boyle is second three of the game. Just like that, it's a one-possession game.
38-35.
2:30 to go in regulation. Montgomery to Kidwell. Kidwell back to Montgomery. And see, now, right now, it kind of, this kind of, Winona's going to have to come out a little
bit. Yeah, they're going to have to put some ball pressure here.
Yeah, and they're doing just that. You know, Kabul. Now, you know, if you're going to pack it in and stay committed to that. There's the double team. And the shot put up. No good. It kind of worked out in the benefit of Kabul or Winona. Uh-oh. Boom.
And a fast break bucket.
1 point game.
38-37.
Yep. Well, a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. We'll be back in 30. You're listening to Liberty Shootout on the Fox 96.9.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
Okay. All right, welcome back. One-point ball game, 38-37. Kabul hanging on to that one-point lead. And they'll have the basketball. Oh, yeah, Chadwick boys and Cedar Ridge. So, yeah
James Denton.
Okay. Former Liberty. Great.
Oh, and a turnover.
Yeah.
Winona on the break.
And a one-point lead for Winona. Just like they was, the largest lead for either team. And Winona has erased it. Now they're up one. 80 seconds to go, and there's an easy bucket for Josiah Leonard. That's good coaching right there. That's a good call. Winona.
Kabul goes up one.
Yep, Kabul goes up one, and timeout called by Winona. What Kabul did right there was you knew if they pulled it out, spread it, that Winona was going to come out after them. Well, they just used a little backdoor cut that time.
Yep.
Instead of trying to dribble penetrate the backdoor cut, it was right there. And what was cool about it is the person who attacked the basket that made the cut was the player who was left alone.
Yeah.
You know, to me, I was not a basketball player. I sucked. But, I mean, it seems like that would be just kind of a good, normal rule. Like, hey, look, if your man leaves you to come to a double team, go cut to the basket.
Yeah. Get to the middle of the floor, get to the basket, because you're wide open.
You're wide open. There's nobody guarding you. But that's what Kabul did. So a nice job right there. 40-39, 63 seconds to go in regulation. And Liberty alum J.D. will be bringing his new team. Of course, he did a great job at Bakersfield. Bakersfield's having another good year this season. But, you know, you have some success. Other teams kind of show interest.
Yep.
They get the flash in cash, you know, and and bigger gyms and bigger locker rooms and bigger budgets. So congratulations to James D. Line on the basketball, under a minute to go. Do you go for the last shot? I mean, that's a lot of time to run.
I was going
to
say, not yet.
Inside, nice move, up and in. Count it, one-point lead now for Byrne. So now you're Kabul. You're down one. You go for the last shot. Oh, baseline jumper up, no good. Now, if you're Winona, man, you're in the cat's house right now, man. You're in the catbird seat. Don't rush anything. Don't force anything because they're going to have to foul you. Pull it out, spread it out, get your best ball handlers around. Oh, and the keep-away game is working. Right now, Kabul scrambled. There's the foul, but 8 seconds, and you're putting Channing Byrne at the line to shoot. No, because they got four fouls.
Now they got four.
Kabul needed the foul instantly.
Yeah.
Ooh. So Winona basketball on the sideline by the scorer's table. I would throw it way back. Yeah, you're fine. That's fine. That's fine.
Because throw it back in the backcourt.
Absolutely. You can't get to 10 seconds because there's not enough time. 6 seconds.
So now you're going to have a shooter.
No.
Yeah, that was a fifth foul.
Yeah, it's a fifth foul, so
Wynonna will shoot too. Kabul takes the timeout.
So it's going to be Taylor Stone going to the line.
And the thing about it is, you know, Kabul watched Tuesday night's highlight videos with 6 seconds, with under 7 seconds to go. So
yeah.
They got a plan. Liberty has shown them the blueprint, and I have received lots of hate mail for comments that I've been, you know, it was just a great game. It sucks that Willow had to lose.
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, those are fantastic moments. You know, Terrell Gaines, we were in East Carter. East Carter's really good, and Liberty had a buzzer beat. They're just rare. Did you ever have one in your career?
No.
But you wanted one, didn't you?
I got beat by a couple. I was never fortunate enough to throw one in at the buzzer.
Now, Brian Ellett was.
He was.
Of course, he knocked 14 people down to get to it.
in a championship game.
In a championship game. No, it was not. I mean, but it was, that was exciting, you know? I mean, and when it happens, then you start reliving, thinking about all, because there have been several, and any of you folks out there that remember any, you know, from the 70s, from the 80s, from the 90s, the 2000s, shoot some one of us a message, you know, because they all get to where they kind of run together. Crew Bowden shooting the free throws, first one's good. So now it takes a 3 to win. But still a 2 can tie it up. Oh, it's no good, but Wynonna gets the rebound, 3.5, and a foul. Channing Byrne will shoot 2. Well, that's the one thing you didn't want to happen. Finnett Montgomery picks up his 2nd. Missed free throw. But one of the biggest, though, was, I think, because it was a championship game in a very hostile environment. 2nd one's good.
2nd one is good.
Was Ryan Ellis.
Yeah.
I mean, it was huge. It was a holiday Christmas tournament at Play-Doh on the road. Good teams were in it, and I think it was against Play-Doh.
It was. Yeah, Play-Doh was tough that year. Yeah,
game was back and forth.
Yeah,
man.
We inbounded there on the side, right in front of the bench, and he caught it at just about the volleyball line and took 2 dribbles. And then
ran the rest of the way.
It counted. You got out of there with the win. So that's all that matters.
The officials left. I mean, they sprinted out of the gym. And, yeah. But then stuff like that is so exciting and memorable. And, you know, I wish I would have, I would have been, you know, written that stuff down, documented it. You know, I mean, had a diary, so to speak, you know?
Yep.
And all these little moments and things I've witnessed and seen and just documented them, but I have not. That's why, you know, we're talking about after this season, kind of making a video documenting all the really cool things that we've seen.
Yeah. Kind of a wrap up, you know, kind of hit the highlights and
3-point ball game. Oh, don't. He fouled. They fouled. Wynonna fouled Kabul, and it's going to give Kabul a chance to tie it up.
Oh, man.
You don't. Let him shoot it. Let him shoot it.
If it goes in, you know, you go to overtime.
You got.
Now, who we got going to the line?
The 3rd. Four. Yeah, but he's pretty good.
Yeah.
Jordan Kintner. 1st one. Good.
He's good.
Nothing but net. So you tie it here at the free throw line and go to overtime, or Wynonna wins. Think he's feeling any pressure?
Nope, missed it.
Oh. Yeah, you and let it's ball game.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, he don't. He,
they're going to let him shoot the last one.
Sure. Pad his stats a little bit, but yeah. Ball game, 43-41. And these two teams are very evenly matched, going through the scoring. Jordan Kintner with, 13, 14, 15, 19. He needed 21.
he did.
He finished with 19. And then, 10 for Josiah Leonard. Lucas Hong, 6. Bennett Montgomery with 2. And, Braylon Haywood with 4. Winona Crew Bowden finishes with 12. Channing Byrne finishes with 17. Stetson Haynes with 1. Conley Boyles, 7. And Drew Miley with 6. Winona wins 43-41. Our next game is going to be the Lady Liberty Eagles. I think that's 2 o'clock. Right?
2 o'clock.
Yeah, 2 o'clock there-ish. We'll have the Lady Liberty Eagles, and then I think 5-ish we'll have Liberty and Dixon. And Dixon, I believe, are they 7 or 8 in Class 3?
I want to say they were 8.
But state rank Class 3. And Liberty coming off a nice win last night on the road at Ava. So they'll try to keep things rolling against a state-ranked opponent in Dixon. And then finishing it off will be Thayer Bobcats. We'll have a game at 6:30. But now we'll broadcast the next two games will be Liberty games, and that's coming up 2 and 5 right here on the Fox 96.9. For Dylan Tyler, I'm Gary Lee. And see you in just a bit.
It's your Liberty Shootout here on
96.9 The Fox.
Today's hit music.
96.9 The Fox.
KUPH Mountain View.
From Hollywood to you, you're on air with Ryan Seacrest.
Let's go.
This is On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
I don't want to hear any complaints. It's a Friday. You might want to hear this. 3 pickup lines that are working these days. They're actually working. Later this hour.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
This is the story of the one. As an HVAC technician, he and his digital multimeter are in high demand. So when a noisy office HVAC turns out to be a failing blower motor, he doesn't break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product information, he selects the product he needs to keep everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
So I own a coffee shop, and I wanted to label everything with our logo.
That's ambitious.
Cups, boxes, bags.
Ooh, that'll add up.
Not at all, because right now, Staples prints custom labels for 30% off.
30% off? That's shockingly affordable branding.
Yep, now our logo and URL are seen all over town.
Brand your business for less at Staples.
That was easy.
Top Staples in-store, online, or in the app by 442 Unlocked. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Now, we're going deep into the playlist of your first iPod Nano. And we're in